Welcome to this podcast about Tyndall Glacier and Tan Fjord in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Tyndall Glacier flows generally south-southwest for 13 miles to the head of Tan Fjord in Icy Bay, about 160 miles east-southeast of Cordova, and 68 miles northwest of Yakutat, Alaska. The glacier starts at an elevation of about 10,000 feet in the St. Elias Mountains, near the Canadian border, between Mount Huxley to the west and Mount St. Elias to the east. Members of the New York Times expedition named this Tidewater Glacier in 1886 for John Tyndall, a physicist and mountaineer who advanced understanding of the semi-fluid flow of glaciers. Tan Fjord lies in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve and extends about 9 miles from the eastern shore of Icy Bay. The fjord has been exposed over the past 50 years by Tyndall Glacier's retreat and takes its name from the Tlingit word for sea lion. The bedrock surrounding Tan Fjord represents the Yakutat terrain, one of seven terrains that formed near the equatorial Pacific Ocean and sequentially rafted northward on oceanic plates before accreting to North America. The Yakutat terrain was the last to arrive, about 26 million years ago, and is still actively accreting to the continent. It consists of sedimentary rocks that accumulated as continental shelf deposits during the Eocene to Pleistocene epochs, roughly the last 50 million years, plus some oceanic volcanic rocks. The Chugach-St. Elias Fault System and the Fairweather Fault separate it from the older terrains to the north. Alaska currently has 50 glaciers that terminate in the ocean at either a grounded terminus or a floating ice tongue. These tidewater glaciers exhibit a repeating cycle. They advance slowly over centuries until thinning near the terminus triggers a rapid retreat that completes within decades, then stabilize only when retreating into shallow water. Climate changes can trigger the retreat phase, but once initiated, the glacier's behavior is only weakly influenced by climate. 8 glaciers exist in Icy Bay. Presently, only 5 reach tidewater. These glaciers historically shared a common terminus extending into the Gulf of Alaska until the early 1900s. Since then, the terminus has retreated and separated into smaller individual glaciers, now up to 25 miles from the Gulf. Tan Fjord, one of Icy Bay's forearms, was created when Tyndall Glacier separated from the glacier system after 1960. This glacier's retreat occurred in 3 stages. The terminus retreated about 3.7 miles between 1960 and 1969, then 1.2 miles from 1969 to 1983, followed by another 6 miles of retreat before stabilizing by 1996. The glacier's rapid retreat destabilized the steep bedrock slopes of surrounding mountains, causing massive landslides. Between 1983 and 1996, a large landslide occurred along the fjord wall near Tyndall Glacier's toe. This landslide consisted of a slump that did not run far into Tan Fjord. On October 17, 2015, after heavy rains, a seismic event occurred at about 9:18 p.m. local time. Some 200 million metric tons of rock fell over 60 seconds from an escarpment on the north side of the Daisy Glacier Valley. The force of this falling material remobilized the older slump debris, creating a high-speed landslide that entered Tan Fjord at Tyndall Glacier's toe. The event generated a local megatsunami that sheared trees at an elevation of 500 feet on a peninsula within the fjord. The wave was large enough to register at the nearest tidal gauge 96 miles away. In 2016, another massive landslide occurred in Glacier Bay National Park. Such events happen perhaps 3 to 5 times a year around the world. Southeast Alaska is the global hotspot. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.